from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back again in English Bulletin for today. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and My Indonesia. We will continue our program with news in brief, Indonesian Wonder, and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo emphasizes the importance of criticism with complete data. Government wants to make Indonesia a respected country. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo affirmed that the delivery of criticism in democracy life is very important, especially to improve ongoing policies. However, he reminded that the criticism should be submitted positively, neither by criticizing only nor by slandering. The president hoped in Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday, March 21st, that any critics should deliver their criticism with complete data, but he or she has to provide solutions for the improvement.
Kritik itu juga penting untuk memperbaiki kebijakan yang ada saat ini.
Being criticized is important to fix existing policies. The government might be wrong and must be reminded by critics. However, we must distinguish between criticizing and slandering. Criticizing is important to fix existing policies, but the critics must be provided with accurate data.
Kritik itu penting untuk memperbaiki kebijakan yang ada. Tetapi kritik itu harus berbasis data.
President Joko Widodo added that in the course of the government, it would require inputs and suggestions that the government can run in a balanced way. In addition, the government also needs control and supervision. Special staff of the Presidential Communication and Information Johan Budi ensures that President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla want to promote and make Indonesia as a respected country, especially towards Golden Indonesia in 2045. This was stated by Johan Budi at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that there have been many studies and articles showing improving parameters of Indonesia's movement from time to time.
Yang dilakukan oleh pemerintahan Joko Widodo justru ingin menjadikan Indonesia ini negara yang menempati.
What is being done by the government is to put Indonesia into accountable and respected country in international level. We have the program for 2045. The effort is towards the target. You have read analysis from foreigners regarding Indonesia's development by economic experts. Indonesia's rank has risen related to investment, number 2 after the Philippines.
Ekonomi tingkat dunia loh ya. Dan kalau dari sisi ranking, misalnya tingkat investasi di Indonesia meningkat lebih mudah, nomor 2 kalau nggak salah, setelah Filipina.
Johan Budi added that the government welcomes inputs and suggestions, especially if there are accurate data and complete analysis. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences or LIPI plans to map the Indonesian marine resources in a bid to know the available potential. In addition, LIPI will also collect basic information related to Indonesia's marine resources, which are rich in biodiversity. This was disclosed by Vice Chairman of LIPI, Bambang Subianto, after the opening of the International Indian Ocean Expedition 2 Scientific Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, March 21st.
Nah, itu LIPI akan membuat pemetaan dan baseline Lipi will conduct mapping and baseline on marine resources, especially in biodiversity. The technological intervention will contribute for food and energy preservation and utilization. We hope that this cooperation with Indian Ocean countries will provide information and research.
Kerjasama dengan negara-negara Ocean, Indian Ocean ini kami harapkan ada informasi juga penelitian-penelitian dari negara tetangga itu seperti apa.
Bambang Subianto added that for the purpose of mapping and gathering basic information of marine natural resources, the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI will use its own special vessel for marine research. However, LIPI's vessel is only able to do true research up to 200 meters deep. In fact, Indonesia has a true that can reach 10 kilometers deep. Therefore, Bambang Subianto views that LIPI continues to seek the realization of the latest research vessel fleet with better specifications than the existing research vessels. Korean Railway Network Authority, KRNA, a state-owned enterprise of South Korea, has held a hearing with North Sumatra Provincial Government at North Sumatra Governor's Office in Medan recently. During the meeting, the Korean presented its profile as a professional transportation company and the projects that have been done. Vice General Manager of KRNA, Sung Hee Cho, expressed his appreciation to participate in railway development in North Sumatra. Thus, KRNA will soon study the railway planning made by provincial and central government.
Yeah, we are very happy to participate in this project. We have to study about their master plan, and they already finished feasibility study, so we have to study and discuss about this one too with my bosses. After that, we can find.
Meanwhile, head of Railway of Transportation Office of North Sumatra, Agustinus, offered railway project connecting Medan, Binjai, Langkat, Deli Serdang, Karo, Pematang Siantar to the International Airport of Silangit at the Tobalek Tourism Site. In regard to this, head of Tourism Office of North Sumatra, Hidayati, stated that an express train will boost tourism visits to Tobalek. Thus, the target of 1 million tourist visits to North Sumatra in 2019 will be achieved. This news comes to you over RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, through Bogor Botanical Gardens Conservation Center and Kyoto University in Japan, jointly collaborate with the Science and Technology Research Partnership for Sustainable Development, or SATREPS, supported by Japan International Corporation Agency, or JICA, and Japan Sciences and Technology, JST, for the period of 2016-2021. The research program entitled Producing Biomass Energy and Material Through Revegetation of Imparata Fields aims at developing technology capability of restoring Imparata fields for productive land and to produce and utilize biomass for energy production and renewable materials. LIPI Life Science Deputy Dr. Eni Sudarnowati, in a press conference at Bogor Botanical Gardens Plantation Center, West Java, on Wednesday, March 21, said that in addition to the cooperation programs with Japanese scientists, LIPI also obtains laboratory equipment for research. She also explained that LIPI doesn't want to rely only on government funds. Thus, LIPI decided to conduct international cooperation.
Ini yang kita inginkan adalah.
This is what we want for LIPI. In addition to cooperation programs with leading Japanese scientists, LIPI also obtains equipment and laboratory tools. So we do not just rely on government's funds. The government's funds are now getting less and less, so we establish international cooperation.
Sekarang makin lama makin sedikit ya. Jadi akhirnya salah satunya kami kalau di Kedutian Ilmu Pengetahuan Hayati lewat kerjasama internasional.
Eni Sudarmonowati added that the tools officially accepted by the Indonesian Institute of Sciences are the latest version of existing tools. This research tool can be used not only by LIPI, but also by Indonesian people according to the existing borrowing procedures to be agreed between LIPI and the borrower. The Meteorology and Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, along with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, hosted
The International India Ocean Expedition 2, IIOE 2, workshop in Jakarta, Wednesday, the 21st. The event was attended by 53 Indonesian researchers and 50 international researchers who are engaged in oceanography and atmospheres in the coastal environment to the sea. To media, Deputy of Climatology Herizal said that the workshop is focusing on observation and discussing on various basic information related to marine research.
Dalam pelatihan ini mungkin fokus intinya pada pengamatan.
In this training, the focus may be on observation, the basic of marine parameters. But it is possible to develop with other parameters because it involves many. We talk about the study at sea in Lipi. Both social aspect and natural aspect in the future will be developed. Herizal added, this activity is very useful to assist in predicting climate. He also stated that this program was conducted to obtain information related to activities in the Indian Ocean and its effects on the climate and marine ecosystems. The results obtained from these activities are important components for maritime services, environmental management, climate prediction, food security, and energy. Herizal further explained that the Indian Ocean becomes the object of activity because it is the largest ocean in the world. This activity will focus on the Indian Ocean region as it is a key holder in determining weather and climate controls in the world. And the last item, the National Development Planning Agency, BAPENAS, has targeted to lower Gini ratio, which is used to measure the level of inequality. The number will be below 0.39 by the end of 2018. Head of the agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, said on the sidelines of a public consultation forum in Jakarta on Wednesday that the state budget 2018 has targeted the ratio to reach 0.38% in the year. Previously, he had expected that the Gini ratio will be lowered to 0.37 in 2019. He admitted that lowering the ratio will not be an easy task, citing the government's achievements to reduce the ratio from 0.4. The reduction of inequality is a development focus that needs to be carried out comprehensively. Based on President Joko Widodo's direction, the government should focus on reducing inequality among income groups and regions. As stated in the National Medium-Term Development Plan, RPGMN, 2015-2019, by 2019, the poverty rate is expected to fall between 7 and 8% from the baseline rate of 11.22% in 2015. Similarly, the rate of inequality may decrease from 0.408 in 2015 to 0.36 in 2019. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasizes the importance of criticism with complete data. Government wants to make Indonesia a respected country. And listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Water is Source of Life. March 22nd is commemorated as the World Water Day every year. The commemoration is intended to renew the determination of implementing the Agenda 21 set up at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, UNCED, held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in 1992. The conference is popularly known as Earth Summit, at the 47th session of the UN General Assembly, which took place on 22nd December 1992. Through a resolution, the proposed Agenda 21 was accepted, and at the same time, it is designated as the World Water Day, which has been commemorated since 1993 by each UN member country. The Agenda 21 is an action plan for sustainable development in the 21st century. This action agenda, though not binding, is followed by various international and governmental organizations, and is implemented at the local, national, and global levels. What about Indonesia? Based on data from the Minister of Home Affairs of Indonesia, the total population of Indonesia as of 30 June 2016 reached 262 million people. This number must be in line with the need for water. If the need cannot be managed well, it will gradually bring about water crisis due to the distribution of water resources, which is not evenly distributed, especially clean water consumption. Besides being uneven, the water problem in a country with two seasons like Indonesia is that the water is abundant in the rainy season, and it is very less in the dry season. Therefore, adequate management is required. Many ways had been done by the government. One of them is by building infrastructure such as dams. Dams serve to hold water during the rainy season and drain it during the dry season. Along with the increasingly rapid population of Indonesia, the problem of water resources and its management is even more complex. The most important point is that there must be good control and supervision of the use of clean water because the source is getting more declining. People are advised to be wise to use water because future generations need water to continue their lives. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on March 22, 1945, when Arabic League was established. Arabic League was established by six countries, namely Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. Yemen joined the league as a member on May 5, 1945. Currently, the league has 22 members, but the participation of Syria has terminated since November 2011. As a consequence of government's operation during civil war of Syria. The league purpose in 1945 was to strengthen and to coordinate political, cultural, economic, and social programs of its members and to mediate dispute among them or with the third party. Furthermore, signature of the agreement on joint defense and economic cooperation on April 13, 1950 was to conduct coordination of military defense measures. In March 2015, Secretary General of the League announced that the establishment of Arabic Joint Forces was aimed to counteract extremism and other threats to Arabic countries. The participation in the project was voluntary and soldiers only intervened at the request of one of the member states. The next event was in 1946 when Jordan was independent. On March 22, 1946, Jordan gained its independence at the beginning of the period of conquest, which was conducted by Muslim. Jordan became part of leadership of Muslim. In the middle of 16th century, Jordan was controlled by Ottoman Empire. Following World War I and the collapse of Ottoman Empire, England controlled Jordan, Iraq, and Palestine. On March 22, 1946, England signed a Jordan independence and offer treaty, and Jordan became a kingdom. And the last event is about World Water Day. World Water Day is a commemoration which is intended as both to attract public attention on the importance of clean water and awareness for protection of sustainable clean water resources. World Water Day is commemorated every March 22nd. The initiative of the commemoration was announced in the 47th UN General Assembly on December 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Annually, World Water Day has a special theme. The theme of the World Water Day 2018 is Nature for Water, to find solutions based on nature for water's challenges which is faced by us in the 21st century. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia. Today's topic entitled Minister of Environment and Forestry Evaluates People's Concern on Garbage Increase. The Environment and Forestry Minister, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, responded to the report that Indonesia is the second largest contributor of plastic waste to the sea. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the information uses the data in 2015. Meanwhile, in the last 2 years, various community organizations along with Indonesian government have done various actions in combating garbage. Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar, while attending the National Trash Care Day in Makassar, recently said that from 2015 until nowadays, there have been many changes in Indonesia because the dynamic of people care about garbage is also very high. He said the garbage care community movement, involving almost all lines of society, ranging from students, scouts, private organizations, and government agencies. Minister Siti Nurbaya added that children have also been formed to care about waste, to process the garbage, and to help the economy of family through garbage bank. Related to the garbage management, currently there has been 5,244 garbage banks and landfill spread in 30 provinces of Indonesia. Directorate General of Waste Management, Toxic and Hazardous Materials of Environment and Forestry Ministry has also conducted cooperation with several packaging companies for environmentally friendly products. Meanwhile, related to the garbage policy issue, the government will follow up with presidential decree on National Action Plan for Waste Management at Sea. The national action is conducted in 26 cities, among others in Surabaya, Manado, Jakarta, Denpasar, and Banjarmasin. Meanwhile, Director General of Garbage Management, Toxic and Hazardous Materials, Rosa Vivian Ratnawati, said that the National Garbage Care Day 2018 commemoration is aimed to raising public awareness in maintaining cleanliness. The Garbage Care Day 2018 commemoration themed Love the Earth, Clean from Trash. The event is enlivened with various activities such as exhibition of garbage recycle, garbage weighing, garbage recycle carnival, and cleanliness action. In addition to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the National Trash Care Day event was also attended by officials of Makassar city governments and women who are members of garbage bank groups. The event was implemented in the form of participative dialogue with garbage care communities in Makassar. The guests were also entertained with Maumere mass gymnastic drum band attraction, as well as garbage theme poetry reading by elementary school students. That was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Asana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo affirmed that the delivery of criticism in democracy life is very important, especially to improve ongoing policies. However, he reminded that the criticism should be submitted positively, neither by criticizing only nor by slandering. Special staff of the Presidential Communication and Information Johan Budi ensures that President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla want to promote and make Indonesia as a respected country, especially towards Golden Indonesia in 2045. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI plans to map the Indonesian marine resources in a bid to know the available potential. In addition, LIPI will also collect basic information related to Indonesia's marine resources, which are rich in diversity. Korean Railway Network Authority KRNA, a state-owned enterprise of South Korea, has held a hearing with North Sumatra Provincial Government at North Sumatra Governor's Office in Medan recently. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, through Bogor Botanical Gardens Conservation Center and Kyoto University in Japan, jointly collaborate the Science and Technology Research Partnership for Sustainable Development, or SATREP, supported by Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA and Japan Science and Technology JST for the period of 2016-2021. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG, along with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, hosted the work of the International India Ocean Expedition 2 workshop in Jakarta. And the last item, the National Development Planning Agency BAPENAS has targeted to lower Gini ratio, which is used to measure the level of inequality. And listeners, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce one of the traditional dances of West Java, namely Ketuk Tilu. Stay tuned. Ketuk Tilu dance is a famous classical dance in West Java. The dance is one of the dances that became an embryo of some popular dances in West Java. Ketuk Tilu is a traditional dance of West Java as an entertainment dance. The dance is often featured on several occasions, such as weddings and the closing event. The dance is also the embryo of Jaipongan dance, which is very famous in West Java. In the past, Ketuk Tilu dance was performed at traditional ceremony to welcome rice harvest as an expression of gratitude to Dewi Sri, or the goddess of rice, in accordance with Sundanese belief. The ceremony is performed at night by parading a girl to a large place accompanied by sounds of music instruments. But times goes by. The dance then developed into a social dance and entertainment show. The name of Ketuk Tilu was taken from three musical instruments, namely bonang, which gives the rhyme to rebab, kendang indung or large, and kulanter drum or small drum to arrange the dynamic of dance, and gong. These are the musical instruments to accompany Ketuk Tilu dance. The movements performed in Ketuk Tilu dance are, among others, rocking, pencak, as well as muncit, kitek, and geol. On the show, it usually begins with music and accompaniment song to gather the audience.
Then the dancers enter the stage with jajangkungan motion and continue with wawayangan motion. The dancers move while dancing and singing. After that, the prima donna dancer appearing and dancing. Then proceed with single ngibing or ibing jago, accompanied by three songs called Cikeruhan, Cijagran, and Mamang. Then the dancers invite the audience to dance in pairs. In the dance performances, Ketuk Tilu, the mandatory song that must be dedicated is Kidung and Erang, with poetry lyrics with the theme of romance and fun. Costumes used in Ketuk Tilu dance performances consist of men's costumes and women's costumes. The male dancers usually wear a dark shirt with casual clothes and pangsi pants with attributes such as leather belt and mace. They also use a headband. While the female dancers usually wear kebaya with sinjang long pants. In addition, female dancers also wear accessories such as scarves, bracelets, and necklaces. At the head of the dancers usually use a bun with flower arrangements to add the beauty of the dancers. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Ketuk Tilu Dance from West Java. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia in My Language program as media to preserve Indonesian regional language. Hello listeners, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman in My Language. In today's edition, we are going to take you to visit Maluku Province to know more about Hitu language. Listeners, besides being rich in natural resources, Maluku Province, as a home of Hitu language, also has tourism destinations such as Ora Beach, Ngurblot Beach, Tual City, Amsterdam Fort, and the World Peace Gong. In Maluku, tourists can find a wonderful place with a beautiful scenery and add historical knowledge. The number of Hitu language speakers decrease every year. If it is happen continuously, Hitu language will be extinct. But the government doesn't keep silent. Through the Language Development Agency, under the Ministry of Education and Culture, Indonesia continues to revitalization efforts along with Hitu people. Listener, here are some example of Hitu language. Orasila, orasila. In English, what time? What time? Saatle, saatle. In English, now. In English, now. Kahu, kahu. In English, nine. In English, 9. Husalima, Husalima. In English, 15. 15. Waktu, Waktu. In English, watch, watch. Manesa, Manesa. In English, prices, prices. Here is an example of conversation in Hitu language. The conversation is between Laimena and Nuku asking about time. Laimena, orasila Nuku. In English, what time is it, Nuku? What time is it, Nuku? Nuku, apei yawa alahime. Apei yawa alahime. In English, let's see. Let's see. Saat le orasiwa kahu menit hasulima. Saat le orasiwa kahu menit husalima. In English, it's 9:15 now. It is 9:15 now. Laimena, iyo yau waktu e salahu manesa. Iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. In English, is your watch always prices? Is your watch always prices? Nuku, iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. Iyo yau waktu e salalu manesa. In English, sure, my watch is always price. Sure, my watch is always precise. Sure, my watch is always precise. Laimena, terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Thank you. Listener, make sure you send your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, that was today's edition of My Language, as media to conserve regional language variety in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from The Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present nostalgic pop songs from Helen Sparinga. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Birunya Cintaku by Helen Sparinga. Happy listening.
Thank you.
The name of Helen Sparinga became too famous among Indonesian music lovers since she released an album entitled Birunya Cintaku in 1985. The album was supported by Obi Mesah, Wahyu O.S. and Daddy Dores as the guest vocalist. In addition, the name Mus Mulyadi also appeared on several songs in this album as a composer. The leading song in this album has the same title with the album Birunya Cintaku. The song Birunya Cintaku was composed by Obi Mesah. The song tells the story of lovers who love each other but separated because the love of the man is ambiguous. In addition to the song Birunya Cintaku, this album also has another hit song entitled Kudustai Dukaku. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Antara Hitam dan Putih by Helen Sparinga. Enjoy the song.
Ombak laut biru mendengar kau memutus cinta, bergetar kilat di angkasa, sedangkan tiada hujan. Lihatlah terlanjur sesat langkah di karena janji, ibarat tangkai aku telah patah, ibarat gurun aku tandus, ibarat sungai aku kering. Kini musnah harapanku, cinta terputus di tengah jalan. Oh, oh, kau tinggalkan noda hitam buah cinta kasih yang putih. Ingin ku mati bila tak ingat dosa, ingin rasanya ku pulang ke rahim ibu dan tak pernah terlahir lagi. Terlanjur sesat langkah diri karena janji, ibarat tangkai aku telah patah, ibarat gurun aku tandus, ibarat sungai aku kering. Ingin rasanya ku pulang ke rahim ibu dan tak pernah terlahir lagi, dan tak pernah terlahir lagi.
After releasing the album Birunya Cintaku, Helen Sparinga continues to color the music industry in Indonesia. A year after the album Birunya Cintaku in 1986, she released the next album entitled Semerah Duka Hati, which was also well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, she also re-released the album Antara Hitam dan Putih in November 1987. The song Antara Hitam dan Putih was the leading in this album. Through this song, Helen Sparinga was increasingly known in the country. This song tells the story of a woman who is so wounded, sad, and disappointed because her beloved man broke their love. Listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Antara Cinta dan Kenyataan and Masih Ada Kita. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Do
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.